Brahim Al-Hajj's story begins in Baghdad, where he began playing the oud, regarded as the patriarch of many string instruments such as the lute and the guitar, at age 9. He loved music so much he used to sleep with his instrument and even speak to it. Eventually, Rahim's love of music led him to study with Munir Bashir, considered by many to be the greatest oud player ever, and Salim Abdul Karim at the Institute of Music in Baghdad. But under former dictator Saddam Hussein, Al-Hajj was imprisoned for nearly 18 months for not supporting the Ba'athist Party. Rahim was forced to flee his homeland and escape to Jordan, but the price of his freedom was his oud. To leave Iraq, he had to leave his beloved instrument behind. Eventually, he came to the United States, replaced his instrument, and now lives and teaches in New Mexico. Rahim says his painful journey informs his playing. The musician told VOA that he feels a special responsibility to use his talent to communicate for people who suffer and for those who have no voice of their own.
This is the message that the musician, they have to know. It's not entertaining, not to go to bar and play in some music and then make them happy while they are drinking their beer. This is not my thing. My thing is to educate people what's going on right now in the world. My missions in life and music, and three things, I would call them peace and love and compassion, and how can we put and to give these people voice with the voiceless people.
As part of his mission, the Grammy-nominated Al-Hajj donated the proceeds from his last album, which featured a stellar cast of international musicians, to Doctors Without Borders to help Iraqi relief. Amir Kushkani began his musical training in Iran and specialized in Persian classical music. His instrument is the tar, a longer-necked instrument than Rahim Al-Hajj's oud. Kushkani immigrated to Canada in 1991 and has composed several works in which he seeks to blend classical Persian and Western styles. In his apartment in Vancouver, Kushkani told VOA that playing with Rahim Al-Hajj will be a bridge of understanding because they share a love for music and they can communicate their musical passion to the world.
Politics and relation between countries, it's not actually, it's not similar to our approach together. So what I will communicate with him in a way with passion, with love and everything I have in my heart for music in general.
Rahim Al-Hajj says having the forum of the Olympic Games allows him to communicate with people from all over the world, and he feels a special responsibility to reach those in Vancouver.
I believe that any struggle in this world is our responsibility. If you don't talk about it, you are responsible. If your government do something bad, you have to tell them you're doing something bad. Otherwise, you are a coward and you are not deserve to live in this world because you are just selfish and you are comfortable and you don't care about the struggle of the world or your neighbor in that matter.
Amir Kushkani says that he hopes the passion he and Rahim Al-Hajj share for their art will touch their audience in Vancouver.
Actually, I'm going to create my music at the stage in relation to people. So it's not a preset music. So I can't wait myself to see people's eyes and play for them.
Both Amir Kushkani and Rahim Al-Hajj say that the Olympic Games offer them a unique forum. Both men want fans to experience the uniqueness of their musical traditions and the music's ability to transcend ethnic, political, and national boundaries and communicate with the world. In Vancouver, I'm David Byrd, VOA Sports.